Another win for the New England Patriots. They led from early on last night and beat the Indianapolis Colts in Foxborough 38-24. The Pats are now 3-2 on the season. With us this morning without much sleep is ESPN.com's Mike Reese to talk about the game. Good morning, Mike, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I have to say, I watched a good chunk of the first half of the game last night. Thursday games are pretty challenging since both the Colts and the Patriots played just a few days earlier last Sunday, but the Patriots seemed very well prepared.
Yeah, as a Patriots fan, you saw the part of the game that you wanted to see. They were excellent in the first half, opening up a 24-3 lead at halftime. Then they slipped a little bit in the third quarter, but if they can play like they did in the first half, they're going to be just fine the rest of the season.
Let me ask about Julian Edelman. First game back for the season, the Patriots' top wide receiver. He served a 4-game suspension for use of a performance-enhancing substance. Fans and teammates had pretty much eagerly awaited his return, and he was happy to see all of them. Here's what he said last night.
I haven't played football in probably, I think it was like 405 days or something like that, so it was good to be out there in front of the crowd. They were rocking. They were awesome. You know, seeing all them was amazing, so it was just great to be back.
So from your point of view, was he good?
He was very good, and he created a lot of energy for both the Patriots and the fans. One of the great visuals of last night was when the Patriots were announced to come onto the field before the game. Julian Edelman led them out of the tunnel, and he just sprinted, Bob, from one end zone to the other and sort of leaped up in the air and pumped his fist, and the crowd really roared. And then he caught the first pass of the game. They really wanted to get him involved early.
All right. How about TB12, quarterback Tom Brady? He threw his 500th career touchdown pass last night. He looked pretty good, too.
He did a historic night, just the third player in NFL history to throw for 500 touchdown passes. And so that was impressive, and also set another record by doing it to throwing a touchdown to 71 different players. No one has ever thrown it to that many players, at least one touchdown pass.
71 different players, touchdown passes to them. Wow. That's a pretty significant accomplishment.
He also talks about how that means he's played a long time.
Let me ask this question. As we pointed out, the Pats looked really good in the first half. They only gave up 3 points, the field goal by Adam Vinatieri on the Colts side. But in the second half, it was a little bit of a different story. What happened? And should it concern us?
Well, what happened was that the Patriots didn't have good ball security. Tom Brady threw a couple nice passes, one to wide receiver Chris Hogan, and Chris Hogan couldn't catch it. It sort of popped up in the air, and the Colts intercepted it. And then later in the third quarter, a similar situation, a pass to Rob Gronkowski that the big tight end normally would bring in, but instead it sort of batted up in the air, and the Colts intercepted that one as well. And it was a good reminder to the Patriots that when they don't secure the ball, they get a little bit sloppy, the other team gets turnovers. Those can be a great equalizer and keep the other team in the game. It is a concern because the Patriots can't play like that against better teams if they expect to win.
All right, next time they play, which would be about a week and a half, they play the Chiefs in their next game. How do the Chiefs look, and what's the long layoff allow the Patriots to do?
Well, Bill Belichick gave the players 3 straight days off. Players were very happy about that, so they get to rest up, heal up some of their injured players. And the Kansas City Chiefs, Bob, are one of the best teams in the NFL. They're one of 2 undefeated teams heading into this weekend. Great offensive team. They've scored more points than anyone in the NFL, so that really has a chance to be a marquee matchup a week from Sunday.
So it's their biggest challenge yet this season?
No question about it.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and provides regular analysis for WBUR News. See you in a week and a half.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much.